Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining me. Now, to begin, could you please tell us what motivated this inquiry back in 2013?
Look, I think there was a growing head of pressure around concern that our mainstream institutions were not caring and protecting children as they should. And so, you know, a number of organisations, including our own, had been advocating for an inquiry for some time. And I think the catalyst for the commission was revelations from the Maitland Newcastle diocese by Detective Inspector Peter Fox, which really triggered Julia Gillard at the time, Prime Minister at the time, to announce a Royal Commission.
Mm. Well, it's been going on for quite a few years now. It's due to wrap up in December. Now, we've heard about some of the findings so far. I understand that the average age of victims was 10 to 11 years, and it took an average of 33 years for victims to come forward. Could you elaborate a little more on the findings of the inquiry?
Look, I mean, I think all of us have been shocked by the sheer numbers of people who've come forward. By the time the commission wraps up, there's going to be 8,000 survivors who've told their story in a private session. There will have been 57 public hearings, and public hearings look into the systemic issues that have enabled abuse to continue, often, you know, unaddressed within our institutions. So, I mean, the number of people impacted is staggering, and what we know is that, you know, because of the very inappropriate shame and self-blame survivors take on, it can take them a long time to come forward to disclose. So we actually also know that a lot of people probably still haven't come forward, and this is only about sexual abuse in institutions. We also know that the vast amount of sexual abuse is perpetrated within the home and the family.
Mm. Well, staggering is definitely the right word. 33 years is a long time. And as you said, there are very likely a lot of people who aren't willing to come forward at this stage. The numbers could quite likely be a lot higher. Now, it's been said that at the time, children were ignored or punished for speaking up about what had been instigated against them, and allegations were not investigated and cover-ups prevailed. What can we do to prevent this sort of contravention of power moving forward?
Well, I think the Royal Commission has, you know, done a fantastic job in collecting a lot of information, and there's a lot of research that's been progressively released, and we're very much looking forward to their report in December. But certainly what it's looking at is, you know, how to make institutions child safe, looking around mandatory reporting laws. It's looking about how people working in institutions respond to victims disclosing, both as children and adults. And it's looking at pathways for justice for survivors. So it's quite a comprehensive approach. But what we need to make sure is that beyond the life of the commission, that institutions are made to continue to be accountable. Some of them have certainly come up to speed, but others are definitely lagging, and there's a lot of ongoing work that needs to happen with ongoing training, education, and a lot of cultural and systemic change within institutions to actually mean that children are safe when they're in their care.
Mm. Well, I know the Blue Knot Foundation has been doing a lot to aid victims and help them recover. What sort of impact does what sort of impact does this have on the victims, and what exactly does the Blue Knot Foundation do in assisting and facilitating
recovery? When children are abused, sexually abused, and we've seen in institutions that often that sexual abuse was accompanied by other violations and neglect, it often happens repeatedly. It often happens over a long period of time, and it's often perpetrated by the very people meant to look after the child. So obviously that has a profound damage, you know, during the time that the child's brain is growing and developing. And it can have profound impacts. You know, people are individuals, obviously, and they're impacted in different ways. But it can affect one's very sense of self, one's ability to have healthy relationships, to complete an education, to hold down a job, and, you know, many, many physical and mental health issues. Having said that, you know, many survivors are resilient as well, and, you know, we need to acknowledge the courage of people coming forward and speaking out and the strength that survivors have had to have survived what should never happen to any child.
Yeah, well, that's definitely important, an important thing to acknowledge. Kathy, thanks so much for joining me this morning to unpack these findings a little bit more, and good luck with pursuing all of your wonderful work.
Thank you. I'd just like to give a helpline number. It's 1-300-657-380, and our website's blueknot.org.au if people want some help and support.
We'll pop links to that one up online on the 2SER website as well. Kathy, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.